kansaspublicradio.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning. What do the families of
about 0.4%, S&P 500 futures up about 0.2%. That's after the S&P 500 and NASDAQ closed at fresh records yesterday. This is NPR.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. KPR is planning to perform maintenance on its tower in Lawrence this week. It'll require us to go off the air for a period of time today and all day tomorrow. Kansas Public Radio, or KANU, here in Lawrence, will go off the air for part of the day today and all day Wednesday while tower crews perform service work on our antenna. Affected communities include, but are not limited to, Lawrence, Topeka, parts of the Kansas City Metro. Maintenance was originally expected to take place on Monday, but due to staffing delays, that work was pushed back to today and tomorrow. It's worth noting that other KPR stations in eastern Kansas, including those frequencies that serve Emporia, Manhattan, Chanute, will not be affected. Listeners can always listen to KPR and KPR2 on our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or by using the free KPR app. If all of that sounds confusing, give us a call. We'll explain it. In other news this morning, CanCare, the Kansas Medicaid program, has received a $2.5 million federal grant to enhance health services in schools. Bobby Graf Hendrickson is the state's deputy Medicaid director and says the grant will ultimately bring more Medicaid-covered health services into Kansas schools.
That's going to help the parents not have to take off of work to take the child to yet another appointment outside of the school day when the child could be receiving that service within that school time.
State officials said expanded mental health services will be among the offerings at school buildings. Graf Hendrickson says the state plans to survey schools, teachers, and parents sometime this fall to get their input. Police in Kansas City, Kansas are searching for a man who stabbed a police officer late Sunday night. The officer was just starting his shift around 9:30 p.m. Sunday when a man approached him, took out a sharp object, and started stabbing the officer. WDAF-TV reports that the officer suffered 2 stab wounds but is expected to recover. The USA men's soccer team will play in the Summer Olympics for the first time since 2008, and the team traveling to Paris will have a couple of Sporting Kansas City players on it. Greg Eklund reports.
Sporting Kansas City midfielder Jake Davis and goalie forward Gianluca Busio is also named to the USA team. He plays professionally these days in Italy. The U.S. team will open against France in the Olympics on July 24th, and 3 days later will take on New Zealand. I'm Greg Eklund.
In Big League Baseball, the Royals take on the Cards in St. Louis at 6:45 tonight. This is KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
And more at kansascitypbs.org/kids.
6:19 on this Tuesday morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. In about 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Here's what the weather will do to us today. Mostly sunny skies. Not too bad, a high of 85. I mean, it is July. Now, it's going to get worse after today, unless, of course, you love the heat. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 88. Thursday, a high near 93. Friday and Saturday, a high of 95. On Sunday, a high near 100. And on Monday, we should see 100 degrees. Right now at the University of Kansas in Lawrence, things are okay. Cloudy skies, 64 degrees. Topeka, sunny in 64. Manhattan, sunny in 62. In Kansas City, cloudy skies, 66 degrees this morning. Chanute, cloudy in 67. And in Emporia, a sunny sky, 64 degrees. Again, we'll wind up with a high today around 85, and it should be mostly sunny for everyone later today and for most of this week. Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio.
On All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today on KPR. Laura Lorson will be your host. Some interesting stories coming up in the next half hour here on KPR's Morning Edition, including this one. Experts say friendships can be good for health. What are the implications if those relationships are fabricated by artificial intelligence? Becoming friends with robots. We'll take a look at that story and much more in the next half hour here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Texas and at least one in Louisiana, remnants of Beryl are dumping heavy rains on parts of Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, and a few other states this morning. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas Public Radio's transmitter here in Lawrence will go off the air later today and remain off the air all day tomorrow. Tower crews will try to fix the station's antenna on the 800-foot broadcast tower on KU's West Campus. Now, this means FM 91.5 and FM 96.1 in Lawrence will fall silent later today and all of Wednesday. Affected communities, of course, include, but are not limited to, Lawrence, Topeka, and parts of the Kansas City Metro. Now, the other KPR stations, our FM frequencies in Emporia, Chanute, Manhattan, will not be affected unless things go horribly wrong. Listeners can always tune in to KPR and KPR2 online by visiting the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. Listeners can also use the free KPR app. A federal grant will help the State Department of Health and Environment expand health services in schools, including mental health services. We get more on the story from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Kansas is one of 9 states to receive a grant for the implementation of more health services covered by Medicaid in schools. Bobby Graf Hendrickson, the state's deputy Medicaid director, says they are in the early phases of planning and deciding what services they will offer. But one of the priorities will be to expand mental health care.
A child's coping skills need to be addressed when they occur. And many times those triggers occur during a school day.
Graf Hendrickson says by addressing mental health issues at school, emergency room visits could be reduced. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The USA men's soccer team will play in the Summer Olympics for the first time since 2008, and Team USA will have a sporting Kansas City flavor. As KPR's Greg Eklund reports, 2 players from sporting Kansas City will be traveling to Paris later this month.
Sporting Kansas City midfielder Jake Davis and goalkeeper John Poolskamp are 2 of the 4 alternates who will travel to Paris for the Olympics. They could see action if any of the 18 players on the men's team suffers an injury. Former Kansas City forward Gianluca Busio is also named to the USA team. He plays professionally these days in Italy. The U.S. team will open against France in the Olympics on July 24th. And 3 days later, we'll take on New Zealand. I'm Greg Eklund.
In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals take on the Cardinals later tonight in St. Louis. The Royals are currently in 3rd place in the AL Central Division, just 8.5 games back. Sunny and warm weather today, a high of 85 degrees.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm A. Martinez.
I'm Layla.
The place to find NPR News, it's Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Edition. Still to come, we'll take a look at the 2nd Congressional District in Kansas. That seat in Congress is open. A lot of candidates have filed for that district. And that district has changed over the years due to redistricting. A closer look coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, carrying a full line of farm-fresh local produce, including tomatoes, sweet corn, peaches, and other grades of Midwestern produce. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com.
A bit of a cloudy sky this morning here in Lawrence, 65 degrees. Topeka, sunny with 64. Manhattan, sunny and 62. In Kansas City, it's cloudy and 67. Chanute, cloudy and 67. And in Emporia, a sunny sky, 64 degrees. Our forecast today indicates all of us will wind up with a mostly sunny sky, a high of 85. Clear skies tonight with a low of 65. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, a high of 88, and then it just gets warmer and warmer. Thursday's high, 93. Friday and Saturday, a high of 95. Sunday, a high of 98. And we could hit the triple digits by Monday.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
So tell me, why is this not already happening?
And provide context to the day's headlines.
Where does this leave U.S.?
NPR brings you Morning Edition and All Things Considered every weekday here on Kansas Public Radio.
Good morning, I'm Steve Inskeep. What can't LeBron James do on a basketball court? He won four championships.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in. When Kansans elect their U.S. Congress members this fall, it'll be the first time there's been an open seat in the second congressional district since the districts were redrawn in 2022. The district covers much of the eastern third of Kansas and is attracting a lot of attention. Kansas State House reporter Daniel Caudill and political reporter Zane Irwin looked into the race for the second congressional district here in Kansas.
So, Daniel, as we know, Kansas has four U.S. congressional districts, but lawmakers redrew them in 2022. How did that work, and how did it change the second district?
So Republicans are in charge of the state legislature, which means they're also in charge of drawing the new districts in Kansas. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly tried to veto that plan, but they ultimately were able to override it. A district judge also tried to strike down the new map over what he called pro-Republican gerrymandering, but the Kansas Supreme Court later overruled that decision.
What does the new district look like? What areas did lawmakers put in or take out of the old one? And how did that affect the politics of the district?
So the biggest one is probably Kansas City, Kansas. It was previously in the 3rd District, which is the only one represented by a Democrat. Now the city is split across the 2nd and 3rd Districts. Republicans also moved much of Lawrence, which is consistently Democratic, out of the 2nd District and into the heavily conservative 1st. The 2nd District did become slightly more diverse after picking up parts of Kansas City, but as it's drawn now, it still went solidly for Republican former President Donald Trump in 2020. Altogether, these changes make it more difficult for Democrats to flip the 2nd District.
And we know current Republican Representative Jake LaTourneur announced he wouldn't seek re-election so he could spend more time with his young children. How is the race to replace him shaping up?
There's typically a large pool of candidates when you have an open seat like this. So far in this race, there are 5 Republicans and 2 Democrats running. That includes Republican former State Attorney General Derek Schmidt and Nancy Boida, a Democrat who represented the 2nd District more than 15 years ago. Last time there was an open race in this district, there were 7 candidates in the Republican primary alone.
Yeah, we don't have time to get into all the different candidates, but what issues are they really hitting on as they try to win voters over?
Some Republican Democrats obviously are after that majority. They want to flip the House and hope that they can also retain their hold on the Senate and the presidency.
That's KPR State House reporter Daniel Caudill and political reporter Zane Irwin with the Kansas News Service. The primary election in Kansas will be held August 6th. The registration deadline is July 16th, meaning if you're not registered to vote, you'll want to do so before July 16th. Early voting will start the very next day, July 17th. The Kansas News Service reports on education, state government, health, and other public policy issues. You'll find more conversations like this and more stories at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
In less than 10 minutes, we'll have a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines. The Louisiana Plantation House, where one of the largest slave revolts in U.S. history began, is under black ownership for the first time and being redeveloped as a museum.
Our mission is to eradicate the legacies of slavery.
The site of an 1811 slave revolt in Louisiana. It's being turned into a museum. We'll hear more about it next here on Kansas Public Radio. A mostly sunny sky today, a high of 85. Sunny and hot tomorrow, a high of 88. Then we start getting really hot. Temperatures in the mid to upper 90s. Even 100 degrees possible by Sunday and Monday. It's 65 at KU.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Layla Faldin, a Louisiana
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City. KANQ Chanute. You'll find us online, too, kansaspublicradio.org. And you can follow our news department on Twitter. We tweet and retweet about Kansas. All things Kansas. That's on Twitter, at KPR News, or I guess they're calling it X these days. Mostly sunny skies will warm up to around 85 degrees today. It's 7 o'clock.
NPR News from Washington.
And good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. Kansas Public Radio is planning to perform maintenance work on its tower in Lawrence today and tomorrow, and that will require FM 91.5 and FM 96.1 in Lawrence to go off the air for that period of time. KANU, the station based in Lawrence, will go off the air for part of the day. Later today, we will remain off the air all day Wednesday while tower crews perform service work on our antenna. Affected communities include, but are not limited to, Lawrence, Topeka, and parts of the Kansas City Metro. This maintenance was originally expected to take place yesterday, but due to staffing delays, the work had to be pushed back. Other KPR stations, those FM frequencies serving Emporia, Manhattan, and Chanute, will not be affected. Listeners can listen to KPR and KPR2 on our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or they can listen to the free KPR app. CanCare, the Kansas Medicaid program, has received $2.5 million federal dollars to enhance health services in schools. Bobby Graf Hendrickson is the state's deputy Medicaid director and says the grant will ultimately bring more Medicaid-covered health services into Kansas schools.
That's going to help the parents not have to take off of work to take the child to yet another appointment outside of the school day when the child could be receiving that service within that school time.
State officials say expanded mental health services will be among the offerings at school buildings. Graf Hendrickson says the state plans to survey schools, teachers, and parents sometime this fall to get their input. Major farm equipment company John Deere is planning some mass layoffs across two Midwestern states. More than 800 John Deere employees will be out of a job by September. That's according to some recent layoff filings from John Deere. The workers are at two factories in Iowa and a plant in East Moline, Illinois, near where the farming equipment manufacturer is based. John Deere has already laid off about 800 other employees in the state of Iowa so far this year. This follows recent sales declines for the company as farmers who are navigating income crunches are buying fewer tractors and other equipment. John Deere employs more than 80,000 people worldwide. The USA men's soccer team will be playing in the Summer Olympics for the first time since 2008. The Team USA will have a sporting Kansas City flavor this go-around, as two players from Sporting KC will be traveling to Paris later this month. They are two of the four alternates on Team USA. The Kansas City Royals will take on the Cardinals tonight in St. Louis, the first pitch at 6:45 this evening. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR
News. But actually, Steve, we only listen to NPR podcasts and NPR news shows.
Right.
This is NPR News.
And here's a tip for Steve Inskeep. When traveling through Colorado, try some John Denver. Just a thought, it's 7:19 on this Tuesday morning, the ninth day of July. A look at the weather next.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, a summary of national, international, and Kansas news headlines for this morning. And then, following Morning Edition on KPR1, it's classical music with Cordelia Brown. This morning, she'll bring us a brisk piece by Bach, something called Bach's Italian Concerto. Cordelia says, actually, it's neither. It's not Italian, and it's not a concerto. Well, we'll listen to it anyway. She says it's a flashy solo keyboard creation. We'll hear it performed on a modern-day piano. Also coming up this morning, Ross Lee Finney's Skating on the Cheyenne, played by Bob Foster's KU Symphonic Band. And a true Finnish performance of the Symphony No. 5 by Jean Sibelius. The classics, just some of them, coming up from 9 to noon today on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, stick around for the BBC NewsHour at 9 a.m. A mostly sunny sky expected for most of us. We'll have a high of 85 today. Tomorrow's high, 88. Thursday, 93. Friday, 95. And by Sunday, we could hit 100 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Join us for All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host on ATC beginning at 3.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Mostly sunny skies today and pretty warm, high around 85 degrees. It's 7:30.
Live from NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas and Missouri are engaged in another border war. This time it's over the home of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Royals. The state of Kansas is offering to build new stadiums for the pro sports teams on the Kansas side of the state line. The plan was put together after voters in Jackson County, Missouri, rejected a stadium sales tax to support the two franchises. A top Missouri lawmaker is hoping to keep the teams in his show-me state. According to the Kansas City Star, Missouri House Majority Leader Jonathan Patterson, a Lee's Summit Republican, says he expects voters in Jackson County, Missouri, to vote again on another stadium tax that would keep the teams in Missouri. It remains unclear just when that vote would take place and whether the new stadium tax would be designed to keep both teams in Missouri. A federal grant will help the Kansas Department of Health and Environment expand health services in schools, including mental health services. We get more from reporter Beck Shackelford Wangunga.
Kansas is one of 9 states to receive a grant for the implementation of more health services covered by Medicaid in schools. Bobby Graf Hendrickson, the state's deputy Medicaid director, says they are in the early phases of planning and deciding what services they will offer. But one of the priorities will be to expand mental health care.
A child's coping skills need to be addressed when they occur. And many times those triggers occur during a school day.
Graf Hendrickson says by addressing mental health issues at school, emergency room visits could be reduced. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wangunga.
A major farm equipment company, John Deere, is planning some mass layoffs across 2 Midwestern states, Iowa and Illinois. Harvest Public Media's Skylar Rossi has more.
More than 800 John Deere employees will be out of the job by September, according to recent layoff filings. The workers are at 2 factories in Iowa and a plant in East Moline, Illinois, near where the farming equipment manufacturer is based. John Deere has already laid off about 800 other employees in Iowa this year. This follows recent sales declines for the company as farmers who are navigating income crunches are buying fewer tractors and other equipment. John Deere employs more than 80,000 people worldwide. I'm Skylar Rossi, Harvest Public Media.
And police in Kansas City, Kansas are searching for a man who stabbed a police officer late Sunday night. That officer was starting his shift around 9:30 p.m. Sunday when a man approached him, took out a sharp object, and started stabbing the officer. WDAF-TV reports the officer suffered 2 stab wounds but is expected to recover. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for being here. Advocates say learning outdoors has advantages over indoor classrooms. Now, to some teachers, this is going to be common sense. But we will take a look at Colorado Nature Schools in our next segment of Morning Edition. A new law is opening up outdoor preschools to low-income families in Colorado by allowing them to accept state child care subsidies. Again, advocates say that learning outdoors has many advantages over indoor classrooms, and we'll look deeper at this story straight ahead on KPR.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly sunny skies today, a high of 85.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News.
NPR brings you Morning Edition and All Things Considered every day, Monday through Friday, here on KPR.
Good morning, I'm Leila Fadel. A HIPAA
News, I'm Jenny Brandine.
Ooh, get crawdad!
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, serving you since 1952.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Health Foundation, empowering Kansans to collaborate on a variety of challenges to make the state a healthier place to live. Ways to engage are at kansashealth.org.
Mostly sunny skies and a high of 85 today. Clear skies tonight with a low of 65. It's going to be sunny and hot tomorrow, a high of 88, and then it will just keep getting hotter. On Thursday, a high of 93, Friday, 95, Saturday, 95. And the Weather Service says by Sunday, it'll be sunny and hot, and we could touch the triple digits. High on Sunday, around 98, 99, maybe 100. And by Monday, we're looking at 100 degrees for a high temp. Right now in Lawrence, nowhere near that. We have fairly cool temperatures right now across the eastern third of the state. It's cloudy and 67 here in Lawrence. Topeka and Manhattan, 67 degrees. Kansas City, 69. In Chanute, cloudy and 69. And in Emporia, sunny, 68 degrees. The latest business news is next on the Marketplace Morning Report here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Our next update of news headlines, just 9 minutes away, here at KPR. It's 7:51.
Now, online you can search EEOC Public Portal for a way in there. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Your radio dial is set to Kansas Public Radio. KPR serves the eastern third of Kansas, or at least a whole lot of it, on transmitters scattered across the prairie, including KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. The news is next, and it's all made possible by KPR's sustaining members, people who listen and automatically give us a small monthly contribution to keep us going. Learn more about sustaining memberships at kansaspublicradio.org.
Good morning. What do the families of plaintiffs'
contracts are trading in mixed territory? You're listening to NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. Kansas and Missouri are engaged in another border war. This time around, it's over the home of the Kansas City Chiefs and Royals. The state of Kansas is offering to build new stadiums for those pro sports teams on the Kansas side of the state line. The plan was put together after voters in Jackson County, Missouri, rejected a stadium sales tax to support the two franchises. Now, a top Missouri lawmaker is hoping to keep the teams in the Show Me State. According to the Kansas City Star, Missouri House Majority Leader Jonathan Patterson, a Lee's Summit Republican, says he expects voters in Jackson County, Missouri, to vote once again on another stadium tax that would keep the teams in Missouri. It remains unclear, though, just when that vote would take place. A federal grant will help the state of Kansas expand mental health services in schools. In fact, it will help expand all kinds of health services. We get more on the story from reporter Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Kansas is one of 9 states to receive a grant for the implementation of more health services covered by Medicaid in schools. Bobby Graf Hendrickson, the state's deputy Medicaid director, says they are in the early phases of planning and deciding what services they will offer. But one of the priorities will be to expand mental health care.
A child's coping skills need to be addressed when they occur. And many times those triggers occur during a school day.
Graf Hendrickson says by addressing mental health issues at school, emergency room visits could be reduced. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Kansas Public Radio's transmitter in Lawrence will go off the air later today and remain off the air all day tomorrow. Tower crews will be fixing the station's antenna located on the 800-foot broadcast tower on KU's West Campus. This means that FM 91.5 and FM 96.1 in Lawrence will fall silent later today and all of Wednesday. Other KPR stations, those FM frequencies serving Emporia, Manhattan, and Chanute, will not be affected. Listeners can always tune in to KPR and KPR2 on our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or by using the free KPR app. The USA men's soccer team will be playing in the Summer Olympics for the first time since 2008, and Team USA will have a sporting Kansas City flavor. As KPR's Greg Eklund reports, two players from Sporting will be traveling to Paris later this month.
Sporting Kansas City midfielder Jake Davis and goalkeeper John Poelscamp are two of the four alternates who will travel to Paris for the Olympics. They could see action if any of the 18 players on the men's team suffers an injury. Former Kansas City forward Gianluca Busio is also named to the USA team. He plays professionally these days in Italy. The U.S. team will open against France in the Olympics on July 24th, and 3 days later will take on New Zealand. I'm Greg Eklund.
And in baseball, the Royals will take on the Cardinals tonight in St. Louis.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
A mostly sunny sky for us today. We'll have a high around 85 degrees. And after today, it will just get steadily warmer. Sunny and hot tomorrow, a high of 88. Thursday's high, 93. Friday, 95. Saturday, 95. On Sunday, it should be sunny and hot with a high of 98. And by Monday, a high of 100 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have cloudy skies, 69 degrees. Topeka with sunshine and 69. Manhattan sunny and 69. In Kansas City, it's still cloudy and 70. Chanute, sunny and 70, and in Emporia, the sun is shining. It is 70 degrees in Emporia. Coming up in just 10 minutes, the latest news headlines from NPR and KPR.
Did you know that business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor? Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Coming up after Morning Edition on KPR One, the classics with Cordelia Brown, including a brisk piece by Bach shortly after 9 a.m. It's called Bach's Italian Concerto. Cordelia says it's neither Italian nor a concerto. It's a flashy solo keyboard creation. And we'll hear it performed on the modern-day piano. Also this morning, Ross Lee Finney's Skating on the Cheyenne, played by Bob Foster's KU Symphonic Band. And we'll listen to a true Finnish performance of the Symphony No. 5 by Sibelius. Cordelia has the classics from 9 to noon on KPR 1. If you're listening to us on KPR 2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour at 9 a.m. Don't touch that dial. Later this hour, we'll take a look at the second congressional district race in eastern Kansas. It's 8:21.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Leila Faldin. Good morning. What if you could get college credit for working at Walmart or McDonald's? Both companies are testing the fit.
Tune in to All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon here on Kansas Public Radio. And it runs until 7 o'clock tonight. Your host is Laura Lorson. That's ATC, beginning at 3. A mostly sunny sky for us today with a high of 85. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high of 88. Right now in Lawrence, a few clouds, 69 degrees at 8:30.
75 years. This is NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. Kansas Public Radio's transmitter in Lawrence will go off the air later today and remain off the air all day tomorrow. Tower crews will be fixing the station's antenna on our 800-foot broadcast tower located on KU's West Campus. This means that FM 91.5 and FM 96.1 in Lawrence will fall silent later today and remain off the air all of Wednesday. Affected communities include, but are not limited to, Lawrence, Topeka, and parts of the Kansas City Metro. Other KPR stations, the FM frequencies serving Emporia, Junction City, Manhattan, Chanute, will not be affected by this maintenance work. Listeners can always tune in to KPR and KPR2 by visiting our website, kansaspublicradio.org, or simply by using the free KPR app. A federal grant will help the Kansas Department of Health and Environment expand health services in schools, including mental health services. We get more from Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
Kansas is one of 9 states to receive a grant for the implementation of more health services covered by Medicaid in schools. Bobby Graf Hendrickson, the state's deputy Medicaid director, says they are in the early phases of planning and deciding what services they will offer. But one of the priorities will be to expand mental health care.
A child's coping skills need to be addressed when they occur. And many times those triggers occur during a school day.
Graf Hendrickson says by addressing mental health issues at school, emergency room visits could be reduced. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford-Wanganga.
The USA men's soccer team will play in the Summer Olympics for the first time since 2008, and Team USA will have a sporting Kansas City flavor. As Greg Eklund reports, 2 players from Sporting will be traveling to Paris later this month.
Sporting Kansas City midfielder Jake Davis and goalkeeper John Poelscamp are 2 of the 4 alternates who will travel to Paris for the Olympics. They could see action if any of the 18 players on the men's team suffers an injury. Former Kansas City forward Gianluca Busio is also named to the USA team. He plays professionally these days in Italy. The U.S. team will open against France in the Olympics on July 24th, and 3 days later, we'll take on New Zealand. I'm Greg Eklund.
Just 2 years after state lawmakers reshaped the state's 4 congressional districts, there's an open seat in the Kansas 2nd District. Now there's a scramble on both sides of the aisle to secure that seat in Congress as the 2 major parties compete for control of the U.S. House. We'll take a closer look in just 10 minutes.
This is Morning Edition from...
Obtaining donation information is at reader.ku.edu.
It's 8:42 on this Friday morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Cloudy skies and 71 degrees here in Lawrence. It is 71 degrees in Topeka, Manhattan, Chanute, Emporia. We'll warm up to around 85 degrees this afternoon. Sunny and a little hotter tomorrow, high of 88 on Wednesday. Thursday will warm up to 93, Friday and Saturday highs around 95 degrees.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Sponsoring programs on KPR is easy and highly affordable. You should check it out by giving KPR a call or check us out online at kansaspublicradio.org.
My name is Tony Cavan, and I'm the managing editor for Standard.
This is NPR News.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio. Coming up later this morning on KPR One, in fact, right after the 9 o'clock news on KPR One, Cordelia Brown will bring us a brisk piece by Bach, Bach's Italian Concerto. But actually, super smart Cordelia says it is neither an Italian piece or a concerto. It's a flashy solo keyboard creation, and we'll hear it performed on the modern-day piano. Also this morning, Ross Lee Finney's Skating on the Cheyenne, played by Bob Foster's KU Symphonic Band, and we'll listen to a true Finnish performance of the Symphony No. 5 by Jean Sibelius. That's coming up this morning from 9 to noon on KPR 1. If you're listening to KPR 2, where the news and talk never stops, we will bring you the BBC News Hour.
Reach an engaged and influential audience by becoming a KPR corporate sponsor. It's an efficient, effective way to recognize your business and support public media. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Straight ahead on Kansas Public Radio, a look at politics. Just 2 years after state lawmakers reshaped the state's four congressional districts, there's an open seat in the second congressional district. And now there's a scramble on both sides of the political aisle to secure that seat as the two major parties compete for control of the U.S. House of Representatives. That story, next, here on KPR's Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Lovegrass Music Festival, a nonprofit music festival at Lake Wilson near Lucas, Kansas, featuring national bluegrass talent and a family-friendly atmosphere. Open to the public August 8th through 10th. More at lovegrassmusicfestival.com.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. When Kansas voters elect members of Congress this fall, it'll be the first time the 2nd District seat has been open since congressional districts were redrawn in 2022. The 2nd Congressional District covers much of eastern Kansas, and the open seat has been attracting a lot of attention. Kansas Public Radio's Statehouse reporter Daniel Caudill and political reporter Zane Irwin looked into the race for the 2nd District.
So, Daniel, as we know, Kansas has four U.S. congressional districts, but lawmakers redrew them in 2022. How did that work, and how did it change the 2nd District?
So Republicans are in additional seats they can pick up or hold, such as in the 2nd District, can help protect that slim majority. Democrats obviously are after that majority. They want to flip the House and hope that they can also retain their hold on the Senate and the presidency.
That's KPR Statehouse Bureau Chief Daniel Caudill and political reporter Zane Irwin with the Kansas News Service. The primary election in Kansas is August 6th. The voter registration deadline is July 16th. And early voting will begin the very next day. The Kansas News Service reports on education, state government, health, and many other public policy issues. You can find conversations like this one and other news reports from the Kansas News Service on our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
An important programming note to pass along. KPR's transmitter here in Lawrence will be going off the air at some point today, and I don't even know when. But I'm sure it'll happen, you know, sometime today. We will also be off the air all day tomorrow. Now, this is only affecting the transmitter here in Lawrence, which runs FM 91.5 and FM 96.1. Am I making sense at all? Tower crews will try to fix the station's antenna on our broadcast tower here in Lawrence. This means FM 91.5 and FM 96.1 here in Lawrence will fall silent later today, and we'll be off the air all of tomorrow. Affected communities include, but are not limited to, Lawrence, Topeka, and parts of the Kansas City Metro. Other stations in the KPR family, those FM frequencies serving Emporia, Junction City, Manhattan, and Chanute, will not be affected unless things go really wrong. Remember that you can always listen to KPR and KPR2 on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. We are live streaming all the time. You can also listen to this station by using the free KPR app. All right, we all clear on that now? Stick around for the classics with Cordelia Brown. Health, coming up next on KPR One. The forecast for the KPR listening area looks like this. Mostly sunny skies today, a high of 85 degrees. Well, when we hear classical music, we know that Cordelia Brown can't be far behind. She's up next. She'll bring us a brisk piece by Bach, Bach's Italian Concerto. Also this morning, Ross Lee Finney's Skating on the Cheyenne, performed by Bob Foster's KU Symphonic Band. And we are being promised a true Finnish performance of the Symphony No. 5 by Jean Sibelius. Cordelia and the Classics, that's straight ahead, right after this news update from National Public Radio. It's cloudy and 71 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence.